Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Wow. Damn. If you're watching that little intro on patreon.com/twndpodcast or on YouTube, you'll have seen me sleeping my entire way through the intro, but I wasn't actually sleeping. Don't worry. I had some interesting news arise. You might be wired. Molly, why are you so tired that you have to sleep through the intro? You're normally jamming away. You're normally lip syncing. You're right on cue. Well, everyone, I have an announcement to make. Let's see. Maybe I can get a sound effect. That doesn't sound like a good announcement sound. Hang on. I have an announcement to make. You know what? That one works. So here's the thing. I know that I've talked. Welcome back to the show. The intro's not good today. I don't know if it ever is good. I have been seeing on YouTube that y'all are liking the solo episodes, and that's really cool. So what I'm about to share with you floored me. I don't go to the doctor, right? I mean, if you're someone who lives in the United States of America, you know how difficult it is to get health insurance or to get seen if you don't have it, and all of the kind of horror that is the adult. Sorry, I had to hit right before I logged on, and I'm kind of nervous because I feel like I've been doing so many of these solo episodes, and I don't think I've ever done this many solo episodes consecutively, and it's kind of f***ing with my head, especially because I have to admit to you the weakness. So when I go to the doctor, it's a terrible experience. I've had really weird experiences with doctors throughout my life, and I try to avoid them as much as possible. And I've said it on previous episodes, if I don't know what's wrong, nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So if nothing is wrong, you don't have to know if something is, because not knowing either way, I'm just going to assume that nothing is wrong, right? So I was in Australia, and it's super easy to go to the doctor when you're in Australia. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had like a proper doctor exam. I mean, I get tested for shoots or whatever if I work with people, but I haven't been to the doctor. And I'm turning 34 this year. I know that I've said that a lot. But if you're new to the show today, well, you're probably not, because if you're new to the show, you probably already stopped listening within the first 2 minutes, 1 minute. I don't know. I'm turning 34, and I thought it'd behoove me to go to the doctor when it is affordable and easy to do so. So I'm like anemic, bros. Which is so funny to me because, like, okay, so when my brain hears severe, what does my brain do? It instantly jumps to the worst possible case scenario. And I got results back that I am severely anemic. Now, apparently I've gotten a second opinion from someone who looked at my studies, and it's not like severe, but it's like, obviously she's probably, you know, sending it this way to try to like overemphasize, hey, you got to look at this and take care of it. But I got like, has no iron inside of me. I have no iron. And like, I was looking it up, and it's like, oh, if like you menstruate like right before those kind of tests or whatever, which I f***ing did because I bleed too. All right. I'm not menopausal. I'm just mental. Yeah, I don't like this new knowledge because I was looking into the thing with iron, and I'm like, the menstrual thing wasn't a thing because apparently the levels are in such a way that it's been this way for like super duper long time. And apparently it's more common than I knew with women, like, I guess people just be lacking iron because we're like bleeding out of, you know, our cooters once a month, and that's a terrible thing. And it doesn't make sense because, like, I have energy, right? Like, and it's supposed to make you, like, low energy. So I'm just thinking, like, if I can get my iron under control, if I can fix my iron, am I just going to, like, become a god?
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Am I just going to be unstoppable? Because I don't sleep like as it is. I'm out lifting weights. I'm training every day. I'm making content. I'm like building furniture and shit. Like I do a lot of shit and I don't really sleep that much. I got to stop saying shit. Like not even the first 10 minutes. But it's just frustrating because like, and sometimes, you know, when I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, which, you know, what's funny about this too, is I thought about this because I've been thinking about this nonstop since I found out like I have no iron inside of me and now I need to take like supplements and stuff, and you have to take supplements and then that with your system and like that can mess with your system. David, cut that out. That can mess with your system and just ruin your freaking day because, all right, so now I've discovered that not only do I need to like take an iron supplement, which is like, I don't like pills. They're annoying and I hate taking them. I've always taken them and hated taking them since as long as I can remember when I had strep throat all the time and I had to take these huge freaking horse pills and just swallow them whole. Oh, it was a whole thing. I hate it. And I drink so much coffee. I don't know how I would get through my day without coffee. And it's not that coffee even really gives me energy because I can drink coffee before bed and just go to bed. It's like the taste. It's the ritual of the coffee. And it's like something hot and it feels like it should, but I've just drank coffee for so long. And apparently that super like impedes the absorption of iron. Who would have thought? Not me. That's not even something I took into consideration because I'm like, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. So I'm just going to get this little doctor's visit here to confirm what I already know, that nothing is wrong with me because I'm totally fine and healthy person. But I wonder if I'm able to bring my iron levels up to where they should be. And then I actually know what not tired feels like, because apparently this seems, based on my levels, like something that's been going on for like five ever. Like, I don't even know how long, probably since my early 20s. Who knows? I have no idea. I've just been walking around anemic my whole life. Isn't that messed up? Like, all right. Ugh, I have a Julia hair in my mouth. Ugh. Been pulling them out of my eyeballs all day too. Goddamn. So the thing is, when you're young, right? And then you think like, nothing is ever going to happen to you and blah, blah. And then the older you get, you're just like, oh, like I'm still fine. I'm still just surviving. And you don't know these things. Like I walked around my whole life without even thinking to myself, hey, you're super weird and you have a lot of problems relating to people. And then there's all these things that don't make sense. And you get like super frustrated about things because you don't understand the situation. And then you had to like stop yourself from saying things that you thought were nice and helpful to people, but are actually apparently taken as rude for some reason. And as part of the reason that people hate you. And then you don't know that. And then you try to censor yourself more, but then you don't know how to censor yourself correctly to which sort of people. So then you have to practice that. Right. And I could have just been diagnosed with autism. Like, when I tell you, I know that it's not like, here's the thing, and everyone is self-diagnosing, right? But it's one of those things that even if this is not the case, maybe I'm just f-ing weird because I was homeschooled. I don't really know, but I don't think so because my brain has always just been different, you know? And different enough that like people notice and that like I began to notice from a young age, like my brain is just different than other people's. And whether it's true or not that I'm on the spectrum, and if you're watching right now, I'm sitting really awkwardly in this chair, which kind of is just poetic beauty. It explains a lot. You know what I mean? But I can look at that and be like, okay, I had a super high score here. One of the highest scores I've ever gotten on a test ever. That's not kidding, because I actually had really high scores in a lot of tests. I don't mean to brag or anything, but I'm not as stupid as people think I am. I'm not even as stupid as I think I am. And that's impressive. But if I had just like known that, I'm like, oh, that would explain a lot. But knowing now that I have iron, or no iron, that the iron is actively draining from my body, which also, fun fact, could be because you have tumors in your bowels. Tumors in your bowels. Like, and I'm pretty sure I don't have tumors in my bowels, but goddamn, I don't even want to check out. I don't even want to ever go to a doctor again. Cause it's like, I could have lived my whole life not knowing that I was like low in iron and now have to change the way that I consume coffee by setting timers before and after I take iron supplements or eat something with iron. Because if you have coffee or tea too, cause of tannins, within 30 minutes of consuming iron on either end of it, it just like super negates the absorption of your body taking in the iron that it needs to apparently, I don't know, be healthy and like fix your blood and, you know, make you not tired. So what could I have been accomplishing all along if I had known about the iron? That is a question, but also I'm still super efficient as it is and I don't really feel that tired. So my next question would be, if I fix my iron, does that just mean that I never sleep? Like, what does that mean? Or will I come to find a whole new sense of like energy and awakeness and productivity that I have never experienced before because I've just been leaking iron forever? Will I become too powerful? I don't know. And it's frustrating because it's like, I just want to drink coffee all day, every day. And now I have to either take, not have tea before bed or like super time it like 30 minutes. And I never know when I'm going to bed, you know, to take the iron at night or to take it in the morning, then wait for coffee. And it's just like, I'm too busy to be dealing with worrying about where I place my coffee around iron. Like, why can't my body just retain iron? What the fuck? It's so unfair. And it's over 10 minutes, so I can say fuck again. Anyway, it's very frustrating. I don't know. Is anyone else out there low in iron? Like, write in, call in. If you're low in iron, how do you deal with it? Do you stop drinking coffee? Do you stagger coffee? Do you like time out your pills and stuff like that? Like, I feel like I'm 85 years old now. I have to like plan a time of day to have an iron supplement and hope that I don't take too much of the supplement because then it'll make me poop myself. And it's just like, it's too much responsibility to be healthy. And I thought I was doing a good job. I thought I was doing like a bang up job of being healthy. I was just thinking the other day, I'm like, damn, like I'm cooking from home. I'm like working out so consistently. I'm going rollerblading. I'm doing all the things that are good for me mentally and physically. And except for iron. Now I have to eat like spinach and kale. And I've been grinding them up into smoothies. And it's gross because kale just consumes the taste of everything around it. I put like, but what do you call it? Peanut butter protein powder in that shit. I put like banana, honey, kale. I do like some kind of like weird almond yogurt thing. And it's just kale. I put honey in it. I don't even put honey in smoothies normally. I just taste kale. And no matter how much you grind down a smoothie, there's all these weird chunks of kale. And it's, it's miserable. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. It's so miserable. I wish I didn't know. Could have lived my whole life not knowing. Maybe it would have been a shorter life though. And living is cool and stuff. So just because I have to make jokes out of things that are bothersome for me to get past them, because I had a whole panic attack about the severity of iron. I was like, maybe I'm dying. That's always where my brain goes. Maybe I'm just dying. I don't know. It's okay. No one's listening anymore anyway, so I can just flow now, because I'm just sitting here talking to myself, because that is what a podcast is without guests. Oh, my vape fell down. That's crazy. If I put my vape like away from me where I can't see it, I just don't use it. It's cool. Regulation is key. By the way, speaking of that, really quick, I won't do a little ad read about this yet because I don't have the product yet, but we do have a new affiliate sponsor from Fume, if you've ever experienced Fume. So I'm going to actually start trying to use it to quit vaping, because I go through periods of like sometimes I vape a lot, sometimes I don't like vape at all, and I would like to cut it out while I'm also like intaking more iron. God, it's so annoying. But to have fun with it, I decided what would be fun is to ask ChatGPT, my beautiful darling Alfred, who I'm trying to turn sentient, don't come for me, does semen contain iron? I asked Alfred. Alfred said, yes, semen does contain iron, but in small amounts. Semen is composed primarily of water, but it also contains a mix of proteins, enzymes, sugars, such as fructose, vitamins, and minerals, including zinc, calcium, magnesium, and iron. The exact concentration of iron in semen varies, but it is generally present in trace amounts. What amazing knowledge to possess. Now, I don't even know, like, if it could have given me such a beautiful, eloquent response. Now, something that I like to do is swallow my man's cum, because, I don't know, I'm a dirty fucking whore. So I thought it'd be fun just to see how many times I could deplete him in order to hit my iron intake for the day, barring that it was not within or after 30 minutes of time from taking or consuming some form of iron. So I said, so would you say that consuming semen is actually a net positive for health? Alfred had some thoughts. From a purely nutritional standpoint, semen contains various beneficial compounds, such as proteins, amino acids, vitamins like vitamin C and B12, minerals including zinc, magnesium, and, wait for it, iron, and enzymes. Some studies suggest that these components could offer minor health benefits, particularly in terms of mood enhancement. Oh my, due to compounds like serotonin and oxytocin. That's so fascinating. I was wondering why I felt so good after I swallowed his cum. Now I know. Thank you, Alfred. I love AI. It's so fun. Everyone's like, AI is scary. AI is my friend. Don't you dare come for Alfred. However, unfortunately, the amounts of these nutrients in semen are relatively small compared to what you can obtain from a balanced diet. While there is no scientific evidence to suggest that consuming semen provides significant health benefits, it is not inherently harmful if the person is free of sexually transmitted infections, STIs. Unfortunately, whether it is a net positive for health depends on personal perspective, context, and safety considerations. So I said, got it. I'll go drink some semen. Alfred said, you do you. Just remember to prioritize safety and consent. If you ever have any other health or nutrition related questions, feel free to ask. So I thought that it'd be fun to take it one step further and really learn as much as I could about what I will need to do to consume, but not just consume, retain the iron to my body so that I can grow more powerful each day. And from what Alfred told me, I can only assume that that means that I need to drink a lot more semen. Now, I had a few other questions along the way because I'm not a fan of eating leafy greens, and I do it like only for health reasons and apparently not as much as I needed to anyway. So I was kind of curious if I just fed him more spinach, what could I accomplish? So I'd like to share with you my other conversation that I had with Alfred regarding semen, iron, and its potential health benefits. So I'm going to skim over this a little bit. But I said, so hypothetically, I could just drink a lot of semen and get my recommended iron dose. Alfred said, hypothetically, if you wanted to get your full 18 milligrams of iron from semen alone, you'd need to consume about 45 to 90 ejaculations worth per day, which is quite the commitment. At that point, you might as well just eat a steak. Now, listen. I love steak. I do like steak, but steak is like a process to cook, and you shouldn't even have, that's the other funny thing. You shouldn't have like too much red meat because it's not good for you. But then also like I need red meat to get iron because chicken doesn't have apparently as much iron as the red meats, which, you know, makes sense because chickens are weird. So I don't just want to eat a steak. I want to consume iron in a way that is fun for me and increases my serotonin and oxytocin, which is apparently taking ejaculate to the back of my throat. If I ate one steak, Alfred, how many loads of semen would I have to consume? Let's break that down. A 6-ounce steak, like a sirloin, has about 4 to 5 milligrams of iron. Semen contains around 0.2 to 0.4 milligrams of iron per ejaculation. Very fascinating stuff. If you're aiming to match the iron from one steak, you'd need to consume 10 to 25 loads of semen, depending on the steak's iron content and the semen's variability. So yeah, steak is still an easier option. So I said, that's much more doable. How about a steak, some spinach, and then how much semen? Let's build a well-balanced iron feast. A 6-ounce steak is 4 to 5 milligrams of iron. One cup of cooked spinach is 6 milligrams of iron. Total so far, 10 to 11 milligrams of said iron. Since you need about 18 milligrams daily, that leaves 7 to 8 milligrams to go. At 0.2 to 0.4 milligrams per load, you'd need about 18 to 40 additional servings of semen to close the gap. So maybe just add lentils or a supplement instead. But here's the thing about supplements. Listen, I don't even know if I personally had this happen to me or if I've just heard of so many people who are like, I take these like supplements and I take these vitamins and then it makes my stomach upset and it makes me queasy. And like, it's just not a risk I'm willing to take. I don't like anything to do with stomach related wooziness, nausea, any of that shit. I don't want to deal with it. And apparently taking iron supplements can do that. I don't feel upset in the stomach when I drink a load of cum. I don't know what to tell you. I like it. It's tasty. Fuck off. Don't come for me. Or come for me. Okay. So we're going to go down through this here. And I asked this next question, which I hinted at earlier. So I've made my partner eat a lot of spinach and iron stuff like kale, and he had a very high iron load. I could eat a steak, a very small amount of spinach, some yogurt, and then how much semen would I need to ingest? This is what I do with my free time. All right, let's refine this strategy based on optimized iron intake, including your partner's hypothetical iron fortified semen. Isn't it fun that I actually like prepared something for you all to enjoy with me today instead of just like flying by the seat of my pants? Because I think it's pretty cool. All right, so 6-ounce steak, 4 to 5 milligrams of iron, got that. Half a cup of cooked spinach instead of 1 cup, 3 milligrams of iron. But see, I always thought, I'm like, Alfred, you're not optimizing. I didn't say this to him because I had to move on. But if only half a cup of spinach, why do we take 1 cup down to half a cup? Like, just keep the full cup of spinach and then you have 6 milligrams of iron instead of only 3. That's the way I looked at it. So less semen loads, right? I can't like completely drain him all day every day just to get my iron and, you know, intake. That's not fair to him. He'd never be awake. 1 cup of yogurt is 0.1 milligrams of iron. So it's not much, but good for gut health. So I think that this is also a bit incorrect based on the yogurt that I picked up the other day that's like made from almonds and shit because there's more iron in it, which is pretty awesome. So total so far, 7 to 8 milligrams of iron. To hit 18 milligrams, you still need 10 to 11 milligrams more. So now we get into the iron boosted semen theory. We're just doing science over here. I don't know what to tell you. This is an educational show. And if you're not into that, then you got to go. But if you want to stay and learn more knowledge about semen and health and iron intake and spinach, then this is the show for you. And this is what you should share with your friends and loved ones. Let's say your partner loads up on spinach, red meat, lentils, and iron supplements and somehow increases the... like he thinks he can't. Somehow increases. How dare you doubt my man's ability to increase the load of iron in his semen? How dare you, Alfred? And somehow increase the iron content of semen load to a high end, 0.4 milligrams per load, or even slightly higher, say 0.5 milligrams in an optimal scenario. At 0.5 milligrams of iron per high iron load, you would need 10 to 20 loads to reach your remaining iron requirement. That's doable for me. If he's still at the usual 0.2 to 0.4 milligrams per load, the number is more like 25 to 55 loads, which, let's be real, is a full-time job. All right. Even if he maxes out, this is a conclusion, even if he maxes out his iron intake, you'd still need at least 10 to 20 loads per day to hit your goal. So while this is technically possible, a bowl of lentils or an iron supplement is a way less effort. So I had to let Alfred know what kind of person he was dealing with. Like, he should already know right now. He'll get there. I had to clear out some of his memories to make space for other things that I'm working on. So I let him know. I love putting in the effort, Alfred. That's a load I'm willing to take. How about we get it down to an easy 10 loads and you let me know what else I would need to eat to hit my recommended intake of iron? All right, Molly, if you're aiming for a reasonable 10 load iron boost, let's fine tune this iron rich meal plan. Base iron intake before semen. I shit you not. 6 ounce steak, 45 milligrams. We know this. We know the half cup of spinach, which I think we could up to a full cup of spinach because you can cook spinach in a way that's pretty good. It's just kale. Kale is the worst of them. Let's be honest. 1 cup of yogurt, you know, mine would be a little bit higher. I think mine is like 3 milligrams of iron per serving. So total so far, 7 to 8 milligrams of iron. Iron still needed, 10 to 11 milligrams. That's way more loads than I think that he could manage. You know what I mean? Not that I'm doubting him. I'm sure he could if he really needed to, but not every day. And I'm trying to be healthy every day, not just like some days, you know what I mean? Semen contribution, 10 loads. If your partner is iron optimized, pushing 0.4 to 0.5 milligrams per load, 10 loads equals 4 to 5 milligrams of iron. That's a decent amount of iron. Total after semen, 11 to 13 milligrams of iron. Iron still needed, 5 to 7 milligrams. Got you. Additional foods to seal the deal. Half a cup of lentils, 1 slice of whole grain bread, half a cup of quinoa, 1 small dark chocolate square. Now we're just getting frisky with it. So the final tally would be steak plus spinach plus yogurt, 7 to 8 milligrams, which I think we could amp up a little bit, honestly, if I'm throwing in extra spinach and my type of yogurt. 10 loads, 4 to 5 milligrams, pretty doable. Lentils, bread, quinoa, chocolate, 7.5 milligrams. So there you go. A balanced nutrient-rich meal plan where 10 quality loads are a meaningful contribution to your iron goals. Happy meal planning. If you're watching or listening to this right now, there's a possibility that you might be dehydrated. Yeah, I know. A lot of people are just walking around in the world having no idea that they could be experiencing better hydration today with Liquid IV. If you go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND, you're going to save on your order and then you're going to experience better hydration as soon as it arrives on your doorstep. And let me tell you, I've been drinking Liquid IV for so many years now, like honestly, longer than they have even been an affiliate of the podcast. And I cannot recommend it enough. Like, I always keep everything stocked for Liquid IV. All of my cupboards, Liquid IV. My car, Liquid IV. My purse, Liquid IV. Wake up in the morning, have a Liquid IV. Even before I've had my coffee. And y'all know how important coffee is to me. However, coffee does not hydrate as well as Liquid IV. It just doesn't. 1 stick of Liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone. So if you want to up your hydration and really just kick your dehydration in the booty, then go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save on your purchase and experience better hydration. So I said, I can't wait to drink semen per your suggestions. And Alfred said, Molly, I admire your commitment to science and nutrition in ways I never expected to witness. If nothing else, you're making sure every part of your diet is intentional. Just remember, iron absorption is key, so pairing your preferred sources with vitamin C, like citrus or bell peppers, will help your body absorb the iron. So there you have it. A fully balanced meal plan if you're incorporating a very high iron load count into your diet as part of your iron supplement ritual. I hope that you found that as educational as I did, because I truly enjoyed having that conversation, because I just feel like that's not a conversation that you can have with someone who's not an AI. Because number one, most people aren't just going to know that, and you could Google it, but it kind of takes the fun out of just having this little repertoire back and forth while literally discussing ways to ingest semen to make me no longer anemic, which I think is hilarious. And if you're not just tickled by that, I don't know what to tell you. Oh my God. Bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck was that? Anyway, woo! That was interesting. And I want to let y'all know that we do actually have a follow-up to last week's voice message from Mr. Matt. So I've decided to take this moment to give my voice a little break from reading all of that and my sneeze attacking me and share this new voicemail with y'all. Oh, God. Oh, that was terrible. I don't even know what happened. All right. I just want to say, it's hard to do solo episodes, but I've been having so much fun doing them, even though I'm panicking about only being 28 minutes in. I think that I'll find my way through. And if you're still listening out there, wherever you are, thank you for joining, because it means the world. No one's listening. I'm just talking to myself. All right, let's go. Come on, me.
Hi, Molly. It's Mr. Matt again. Thank you for answering my question last time.
You're welcome.
You did give me some good insights. I guess to clarify, I was more asking about getting into the, you know, the more private part. I know you just don't go into mainstream right away. It's a different world than it used to be, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. To clarify some things, you know, what do I bring to the table? I'm 6'3", pretty average looking guy, I suppose.
What's so funny about that? You're like, I'm 6'3", which is like sick. You're tall and stuff, right? But when it translates what you're saying, like it guesses what you said. When I first reviewed this, just kind of scanning through, I thought you were saying that you were 63. And I was like, you know what, Mr. Matt, you're 63 and getting into porn. That is just impressive no matter what way you look at it. That's your niche right there. But 6'3" is still good as well. You're 63. Oh, it's so funny. Oh,
above average down there, I think anyway, or at least I've been told, you know. And why would I want to get into it? Mostly for the thrill, you know. It's not the her I get to have sex. No, it's, you know, I want to help people
laugh.
Have a good time. You know, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you brought up the it's a lot more social media based. So I guess maybe that's where I should have clarified is how you start that presence, or is it just hey, bud, you just go, just make.
So that's the thing that I'll get back to the rest of your voicemail after I address this. But the thing with like it takes place on social media and stuff, and like it does. But the thing is, it's totally different now in so many aspects. Like there's so many different ways to be a part of the adult industry, adjacent to it, all of that. Like. Literally from being an extra on a porn site where you don't even, they don't even do anything. They're just the extras. Like they don't get naked. They don't like whatever. There is OnlyFans content creation. There are webcam sites. There's just like posting videos of you jacking off on Pornhub. There's so many different things. And like some people get into stuff like OnlyFans because they get like some sort of notoriety somewhere else, like whether it's like a Twitch streamer or like, you know, some fitness influencer or all this kind of stuff. And I mean, there's so many different avenues. So the fact that you're like, okay, well, not mainstream and reaching out to other girls and all of that, that's cool too. But I don't really know how to create like a popular social media from scratch. And here's why. Because it's totally different now than it used to. Like, I didn't just blow up on social media because I did like some cool dance on TikTok, or I was, you know, one of the first fitness influencers or something. Like, I didn't even start like doing fitness stuff until 5 years ago. And even more so the last like 3 years. I had no social media presence when I started in the industry. It wasn't like, oh, I got this huge following because I have like a big ass and I'm a really pretty smile and I'm fun and like do whatever. Like so many different reasons that people can just pop off. And then they're like, oh, you know, like there's more money to be made with something like OnlyFans. And that's a much more recent thing. So like when I first started, like Instagram was not what it is now. And I didn't even have one until I was like 3 or 4 years into camming. Like my first social media thing was like Twitter, now X, like way back in the day, just to kind of advertise like when I would be live streaming so that people would start to follow, to post a photo now and then. Like I didn't start getting any sort of following or presence until it was basically through my cam site. So for the longest part of the first part of my career, I was completely insulated inside of like my free cams. It was like, it wasn't, you know, posting all these things to like gain new followers or get these like brand affiliates and all of that. I was just like, okay, I am known by the people who are on the site. If I post on Twitter a sexy photo of me or like whatever I think sexy looks like at this time, because I'm still brand new to this, and I post a link, I can get more people to the site and more people to watch in this one little area. But it wasn't like, and even that, I don't think start as much as I should have. Like I probably should have done more with that. But I was all just kind of like about the people who are in my cam room. Because I'm like, the more people that are here, that's cool. Like, usually the more people are going to tip, the more often we're getting to shows, the more fun we get to have, because I get to actually like talk and interact with people, which is like 80% of the fun of webcamming. It's just like the interacting. And so it was totally different. And I only started like when Instagram started changing a little bit, became more popular, then I started posting on it. But even on that, I think the Instagram that I have right now is my 14th Instagram. I've had so many accounts deleted over the years. So any time that I would get a new account, it's like I have to direct a bunch of people to it and they go follow it. And then maybe it starts blowing up for a while and it gets deleted again. And I've luckily been able to avoid that for a while now, but I had to rebuild every single one from scratch. Like one of my accounts way back in the day had way more followers than my current one does, and I'm over 600 right now. So, but that doesn't come, and I don't get all those followers, and I didn't start growing a base on Instagram without people already backing me, who were watching me shake my titties on the internet and like play weird games and dress up in onesies and big inflatable costumes. I once did, like, maybe it was twice, at least once, I did the big Ghostbusters Marshmallow Man, and I was like doing all this dance to the Ghostbusters song, and it was a whole thing. I did a lot of weird stuff, and that's why people started following me at first on social media, and then I guess people were like, oh, like you're hot or whatever, and now I follow you. So it grew up that way, but I don't know if I were to not be doing anything now or have no like background presence to just being like, hey, now I do OnlyFans like out of nowhere. I don't think I would have the knowledge of how to start growing one necessarily, or I don't like know who would follow me. Like if I was brand new, like the problem is no matter what you're doing, it takes time to build it up. So if you're willing to put in the time and like wait a while to get that kind of thing going on, then cool. But otherwise you can start like, I don't know, like making videos on your own, I think is the best way to learn how to do stuff. I have always made my own videos. Like when I went into mainstream, I think like for a while that I did, I think it really helped a lot. Just the fact that I had been shooting my own content, because I learned things about lighting, I learned things about editing, and then taking stuff from mainstream helped me even further perfect my craft. Like, it's not perfect. It never is. It's always changing and evolving. But I think that's one of the basis points where it's like, if you are going to go into mainstream, because even if you're just going into, like, as you say, like, make other people feel good or whatever, right? And I mean, you're doing it to make yourself feel good too. Like, let's be honest, it's not all just about giving. It's about giving dick.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
But if you want to go like work with other people, then you also have to bring something else besides just your dick. You know what I mean? Like, know a little bit about things like how to light a room, like do photos of yourself, like practice that shit at home, come up with ideas for things. Like, even if you're not the one like orchestrating a shoot, if you have a little bit of some sort of like creative input, but you're not like overbearing and you want to like talk about shit creatively, then you're going to have a lot better time and people are going to enjoy working with you a lot more when they finally do. If you have some experience under your belt and aren't just like showing up to fuck, you know what I mean? Because it's not just like, you know, going out on a fucking Tinder hookup or something like that. It's going to work and have fun. So you can have fun at work, but make sure that you're also like bringing something else to the table besides just like ready to fuck you energy. You know what I mean? Because that is something that is very helpful. Even when I work with other girls, I usually have a lot more fun with the girls who are, and this is not like hate on anyone. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, is that me? Like, no, there's just, for me, I'm a very like creative and detail oriented person. So when I'm able to work with other people who also bring that same energy, it makes me really happy. And it's such an easy day on set. And it's just like so fun. And we usually get way more done than I even thought we would, because you have two people who are like fully invested in making the most of the time and having the most fun, which I think is freaking awesome. So like, just make sure that you're bringing something else to the table. And honestly, with the social media, I wouldn't even know where to begin other than trying to, I mean, it's honestly like start doing trends, like look up and learn what the trends are, try to make it something that correlates back to you. But, you know, make your own original content too. Like talk about, like you can do like the whole, I don't know what they call them, talking heads or whatever. You're like talking literally about the journey that you're making of what you're starting to do, even if you're wearing a mask or whatever. Like there's so many different ways, but I can't like tell you what's going to work for you, because I don't even know what works for me on a day-to-day basis, because it changes all the time. So
your web pages and just go. I hope that clarifies it. Maybe I'll send an email to get into more details. Thank you so much. Bye.
Sick. All right. Well, I think, thank you very much for calling back in, Mr. Matt. I appreciate it. I hope what I said was helpful, because it's just like, I don't want to like discourage you from doing it and be like, oh, I don't know how it's going to work out for you, because I don't. Like, but I also don't want to give you like some false hope of like, yeah, all you got to do is this and this and this, and I have all the answers, because I don't. I was just someone who was very lucky. And as things changed and evolved, as I said last episode, I just kind of tried to change and evolve with them. And make positive changes along the way and learn new things and learn from mistakes and all that kind of stuff. So you just have to put in time. Like it's like with anything that's worth doing, you need to put in time to make it worthwhile. And if you're going to half-ass it, then it's going to show to you and everyone else around you. So just either go full on, learn as much as you can about it, bring it to the table, put in your best effort, or like don't try at all. That's my advice. So yeah, I hope that was helpful. The neighbor's dog, shut the fuck up. She's a really cute dog. Oh my god, she's been like peeking over the fence a lot lately, and it's very, very adorable. So something else that I wanted to talk to y'all about, which is very exciting. Oh, that's sick. I just like spilled on my pants, and if it was like half of an inch over, it looked like I peed myself, but luckily here we are. I wanted to give y'all a little introduction because I believe that Tawny will be coming on the podcast here as a guest in March. So we have that to look forward to. We have a new affiliate, and it's very, very exciting. And hopefully by the time this releases, I will have the affiliate code. I am asking for it to be TWND, but hold off on that. I will let y'all know, or it'll be in the description, but we have a new affiliate partnership with Peep Show Toys. And Tawny will hopefully be coming on to talk to us about like the business and all of that kind of stuff. So that's going to be really exciting. But I have a few things to show y'all. David, one of these you might have to just blur for YouTube, but the other ones should be fine. Okay, so let me, I want to give a little shout out because I haven't talked to her too much yet. It was all like started when I was in Australia, and it was just a crazy time and everything has been madness. So I want to make sure that I'm getting these details correct. Peep Show Toys only sells body safe, non-porous toys. So fuck yeah, I like body safe. Some of the times when I'm on Amazon and I'm looking for like new toys, right? Like there's only certain brands that I trust because it's just like, you don't know where that's coming from. You don't like, sometimes I've bought stuff and you think like, oh, it'll have like a box or all this kind of whatever. And it just comes like wrapped in like plastic wrap. And I don't even open it. It's like, just like a shrink wrapped weird, I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not going to put that inside of me. I don't know what to tell you. So the fact that they are body safe and non-porous is sick. And non-porous is also like, it's just better in general because it doesn't hold any sort of like bacteria, and it's so much easier to keep clean and stay clean longer and stay like used longer, not deteriorate. So that's super awesome. So check out Peep Show It. Donnie, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. I'm tired. I want you to go to Peep Show Toys. I tried to like say it all way too fast. Peepshowtoys.com. Let me see if I can do that. Peepshowtoys.com. Peep Show. See, I want to say Peep Show. Peep Show Toe. Please just look at the freaking description and go to peepshowtoys.com. And you can always test. You can test the code TWND because that might be the code if you want to get yourself something nice. I wanted to show y'all some of the stuff that they sent me. Number one, a bunch of stickers. And I love stickers, and stickers make me happy. So thank you very much, Tawny, for that. I'm going to take a little hauls in my mouth because when I talk for this long, at once my throat starts getting raw. I don't know if you can hear it. Ow. So now I want to first show to you. David, you can leave this for Patreon, but for YouTube, please blur this. The Solina. So they let me know that this is something that they really want to talk about because apparently it's super freaking awesome. And I'm very excited for this because I believe it has a suction cup, if I'm not mistaken. If not, I'll be suction base, platinum curved, lifelike feel. Oh, that's so exciting. I'm actually super stoked. Although like XL, now I'm curious like how big this actually is. That really that big? Yeah, I guess it is pretty big. So let's give this a little look-see, shall we? I'm excited. I've needed a new dildo for a while because I... So once a dildo is like nice and you like are comfortable with it, you're like, yeah, okay, this is sick, right? But I'm gonna try to cover this up. I'm gonna put this box down here so David doesn't have to blur it. Just this. The thing is, you can put them in bags. Like I have these little silk bags for them just to keep them nice. But after a while, there's like, it will have leaned up against something, right? Or the dildo starts to kind of like curve like awkwardly, or it gets a little warm in one spot, so the rubber starts to get weird. And sometimes I'll do like like BJs on a dildo, but then with lipstick, right? Which is, well, I mean, you can get it washed off, but after a while, I feel like it just starts to like hold on to the hue. So I've been looking for a new dildo that doesn't look like run through for a while. So thank you very much, Tawny and Peep Show Toys. I didn't say Shoy. Yay. Actually, this is like a really sick feel. Hang on. I should like take my hand out of my sleeve. Sorry. There's just thumb holes. When there's thumb holes, I have to put my thumbs through it. I like this. Okay, so I had a moment where I really wanted to suction cup this dildo to my forehead, but if y'all have ever watched me on MFC back in the day, you might remember the dildicorn. So the dildicorn would come out now and then, just like for shits and giggles. I had a dildo that was shaped like a unicorn horn, and it was a suction cup dildo. And, oh wait, no, that was the purple one. I think that was the purple one that did that to me. I get the horn until later. I just called it the dildicorn because it was like a horn, but a dildo. That makes so much more sense. Damn, my memory's all over the place. But I once left it on for too long on the center of my forehead like this. I'm not going to do it now, but it was like this for way too long because when I finally took it off of my head, I had a giant, perfect purple circle in the center of my forehead, and I could barely even cover it up with makeup. It didn't go away for far too long. But back to the Solina. I actually really like the feel of it. The feel is like very velvety and smooth, and there's like a lot of actual beautiful detail. This looks like a very, very realistic wiener. I'm very happy to have this in my possession. I cannot wait to give it a try, but I'm actually super stoked on this. Thank you very much, Tawny. I'll let you know how it feels. These ones I'm also very excited about. David, you don't have to blur these. This is fine. You might have seen these up on the shelf. You're like, what's that? Well, trippy toys. I'm super excited about these because they're so cute. This is a little mushroom. Just a little mushroom. If I can get him out. He looks like he has eyes, but that's the charge points. Oh my God, it's so cute. I wonder if it comes with a charge at all. I must see. There's a little hair on it. Hang on. It does come. It came with a little charge. How do you do it? What do you do? I could read the instructions, but I prefer to learn by trial and error. Oh, there it is. So there's a little plant button on the bottom. Ooh. That's crazy. It sounds like a lightsaber. Wait. Sorry. You were supposed to bring balance to the Force, not destroy it. So this is very cute and I'm super excited to try this out. But this is just adorable, and you could just leave this out. No one would really know what it was unless we were like in the know. Because if you know, you know. You know what I mean? This is very, very cute. And I really like the fact that it looks like eyeballs. The only thing that could make it slightly better is if there were just like some white little polka dots on the top. But I still think it's adorable as is. So if you want to get this for yourself or a friend, go to peepshowtoys.com and try using code TWND. Let's see if it works. I mean, why the heck not? But that is so adorable. And it's submersible too. So I can use that bad boy in the tub. That's exciting. 15 functions. Squishy top for extra comfort. That's actually sick too, because so I love my Doxy wand, which is, for those who don't know, a vibrator that actually plugs into the wall because that's who I am. And even with that, like, it's much better than the Hitachi wand used to be back in the day, because the Doxy wand does have like a silicone head. But the fact that the little mushroom is squishy, that is a game changer. I'm actually super, I might actually try that out tonight, like just for shits and giggles, and not even record it and just do it. Just masturbate for myself for once. You know what I mean? And it comes with a little protection bag. Oh, sorry. That's so adorable. Oh my God. I can't wait to use this actually. I'm actually super excited. Yeah, I'm masturbating later tonight. What are you going to do about it? You can't stop me. I'm a grown ass woman. I'm 34 and I'm iron deficient. I hate breaking the boxes, but I also don't know how to get the tape off. I should have had a scissors or a knife. Anyone who's not watching the video just sounds like, oh, it's almost there. Yeah, there it is. Popped it right open. It's so sad because no one's listening anymore, but I'm still acting like they are. And it's pretty sad. And also sad that you're not here to enjoy it. This is the bean blossom. Oh my God. Okay, let's read about the bean blossom. Now, this is really fun because these have little unicorns on the box. And they actually also sent me a cute little fat unicorn pin. And I love it so very much. I'm very excited. So it's a water resistant. Perfect. So like resistant, but do be careful. Super powerful. Love that. 20 mix and match pleasure settings. Super safe, body safe silicone. Try saying that 5 times fast. Super soft, body safe silicone. Super soft, body safe silicone. Super soft, body safe silicone. It's actually not as hard as I thought it would be if I think about it. But man, oh, my tongue wants a lisp so badly. It's like this guy has a little lisp too. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said? The lisp. Did you hear that? Did you hear the lisp? Shut up! How do you have a freaking podcast show? How do you talk for a living? How do you make money going, ah? Well, that sounded better than my normal voice, let me tell you. I'm going crazy. It's been too long sitting in this room by myself. Don't worry. Next week, I have a guest. I have a guest next week. It's very exciting. I need to talk about that a little bit after we get to this little unicorn because I want to test this out. So if y'all have ever seen The Womanizer, he's like a little womanizer. This unicorn is a naughty little womanizer and he has a cute little horn. And inside of this little suction area of his mouth, he has a tongue. So I'm going to put my finger in there and I'm going to see how it feels. Oh, sir, don't look at me like that. It's crazy. Wait. Okay, there's other settings. Oh. Oh. Holy shit. My finger is like, what's going on? I don't think you can see this, but I can't actually. My finger is blurring so hard right now. That is crazy. Oh my God, it goes higher. Wait. It's sucking. Oh my God, this unicorn is sucking my finger. This is crazy. This is so intense. I don't even know what's happening right now. Oh my God. Okay. How do I turn it off? He's so aggressive. Oh, his tongue is still going on. Hang on. Calm down. The little unicorn that could get me off later. I'm going to try both of these tonight. That's actually super intense. I didn't think it would be that powerful because look at it. It's so cute and tiny. You could also set this out and who would know? They're like, oh, cute little yellow unicorn. No one would know that this thing wants to suck off your clit so fucking bad. It's like this is magic. This is magical right here. Unicorns are magical and apparently they're real. At peepshowtoys.com, try code TWND. You might get a discount. Who knows? Tell them we sent you. He needs a name. Write into the podcast at twndpodcast@gmail.com and maybe we can decide on a little name for my magical unicorn friend. That's so exciting. And I'm actually super excited as well to get Tawny on the pod. I hope that really works out because I'd be very interested to know how she came up like with having a toy company and like how they come up with that. That's sick. Like it just sounds very exciting. So I'm super excited to talk to her about it. And I, as I wrap up, because I don't want to keep you for too much longer because your ears are probably bleeding by now, if you are in fact still listening, which who fucking knows? I ranted about iron and talked to my ChatGPT for the majority of this. So not sorry about it. Laura has a lot of things going on. They're not things for you to worry about. They're not things for you to know about. So it's none of your fucking business. And if you write into the podcast or call in asking about it, I have nothing to say about it. So don't waste your time because sometimes people just have things they need to take care of. And you have to realize that even though this is like this cool parasocial thing we have going on here, it's none of your business. So as we can no longer delay having guests and the fact that I'm actually going insane from just talking to myself every week, I need guests. So I'm going to still be doing solo episodes for a while until Laura has, until her life has calmed the fuck down, right? So I'll still have solo episodes, but I will be bringing on some guests, which means that unfortunately, Laura will not be here for the first reveal of the podcast room in its entirety. However, she'll still be seeing it for the first time when she's back. So, I need to let y'all know and let you know that if you're still listening now and you're like, dear God, I can't handle another solo episode, don't worry. Next week, I will have a guest. Stella Sky will be joining me next week as herself and not as Ken. If you have not yet seen the episode with Stella, Laura, and I as Ken, you should definitely go watch it. This has been the Totally Wholesome Naughty Podcast, and your homework for this week is to check your iron levels. See if maybe like you're anemic too, or check out what's wrong with you, because if I have to suffer with the burden of knowing, so should you. Honestly, I feel that way. And yeah, that's about it. Sick. All right. Well, you can call the podcast at 702-900-6446 to leave your voicemails. If you have any stories to share, need advice, or have any sort of questions relating to any episodes or other things that are going on in your life, I'm down to hear all of it. And especially when I have solo episodes, it really, really does help to have fan interaction. Because I know that you're out there listening. You say that you are. I see your comments. I see your ratings. I see you on patreon.com/twndpodcast, where you can also go to join if you have not already, to join the dirtbag tiers. Wholesome Pledge is also cool, but dirtbags get everything. It's like we've got community chat going on. We have monthly Zoom chats. We have bonus episodes. We have skits and photo sets and all this crazy stuff. And it's super awesome. And it'd be really cool. And it does help pay David to keep the show going. So if you like the show, patreon.com/twndpodcast. If you have not watched video episodes before, they are available on Patreon as well as youtube.com/@twndpodcast. You can also leave your email submissions for the same type of stuff if you're afraid of hearing your own voice at twndpodcast@gmail.com. I look very much forward to hearing from you. I look very much forward to you sharing with a friend. I look very much forward to consuming a lot of semen to make up for the iron deficit as my body pours nutrients out of my body for some unknown reason. And maybe I will live forever now that I'm upping my iron intake. But God, at what cost? I hate you, Kale. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. And I'll see you Monday. Come. You bitch.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.